I'm Rona Tarrant. US bishops have asked Catholics to contact members of Congress and urge them to enact the Conscience Protection Act. In a statement, Cardinal Timothy Dolan and Archbishop Joseph Kurtz said Congress is currently considering whether to include the Act in government funding legislation. The bishops said there are increasing attacks on conscience rights regarding abortion. They asked Americans to contact members of Congress on Monday, March 12th, with the message that enacting the Conscience Protection Act is urgently needed to protect Americans from being forced to violate their deeply held convictions about respect for human life. Story 2. Top White House economic adviser Gary Cohn has said he's resigning. Cohn had opposed the steel and aluminum tariffs planned by President Trump. In a statement, he said it was an honour to serve his country and enact pro-growth economic policies. Story 3. A new study from the Pew Research Center has found that 84% of US Catholics hold a favorable view of Pope Francis as he approaches the fifth anniversary of his election. However, the research also found that 55% of Catholic Republicans say Pope Francis is too liberal, up 32 points from 2015. The research also found that 45% of American Catholics think the Pope is doing either an excellent or good job on how he handles sexual abuse by clergy. Story 4. President Trump has said there has been progress with North Korea, but declined to say whether he has preconditions for any talks with Pyongyang. The president made the comments after South Korea said North Korea is willing to hold talks on denuclearization and would suspend nuclear tests while discussions were underway with the US. Vice President Mike Pence has said the US would apply maximum pressure against North Korea until Pyongyang takes steps towards denuclearization.